All right. In, a five, a four, a three. Welcome to the Sith Talkers, the Star Wars podcast. I'm your host, Mike. Star Wars brother!
Ahsoka Steve!
Discussing, debating, a variety of Star Wars topics! Welcome to episode 59, the live stream ranking the Star Wars movies! And then also, the 40th anniversary of the second Star Wars movie!
Hey! I just actually watched that today.
All right. Oh, today. So not on the anniversary.
Oh, I fucking hate that. It's the worst fucking Star Wars movie on the planet.
Wait a minute. The second Star Wars movie.
Yeah. The second Star Wars movie. It's terrible.
Oh, Padme, I love you. You're so beautiful, Padme.
It's
terrible. The fuck did you just say to me?
The second Star Wars movie.
What the fuck did you just say?
The Jedi's, the end, the battle, Jango Fett.
Yuck!
I'll tell you.
Yuck!
Right.
Yuck! The second Star Wars movie, Empire Strikes Back!
That's not the second Star Wars movie, you cockwaffle!
Are we going to go through this again? All right, hold on. Really quickly, we're going to put this on pause, because we're going to talk about the 40th anniversary of The Empire Strikes Back. So welcome to our live stream tonight. On May 22nd, we are live, and Lando is in my Star Wars room. And I do, speaking of 40th anniversary Empire Strikes Back, I do got some 40th anniversary Empire Strikes Back. Look, I got my Empire Strikes Back shirt on, right? I watched the movie yesterday. So Dude, you have Ahsoka spelled wrong! Like, it's spelled wrong.
I literally made my name Ahsoka Steve just for you to make you happy, you ass fuck. That's how you Ahsoka. Ahsoka.
So for everybody out there, Ahsoka, there's an H. A-H.
Ahsoka.
It's like
you knew what it was, though, didn't you? Huh?
Thank you, David Soffin.
Ahsoka? Oh, you're very welcome.
There's no C. That?
That's Ahsoka.
Oh, my God. No.
It'd be Ahsoka or some shit like that, right? Or would it be like Parcel Tongue? Ahsoka. Some shit, right?
Hey, what's up, Los Exile, your favorite name? Ahsoka. It's like a sock. It's like, it's your fucking name. It's like cock and some balls.
Yeah.
Give me a carrot.
Let mama show you for a second.
Oh, my God. So, Sith Talkers. So, we're gonna rank the Star Wars movies tonight. That'll be fun.
All
12 movies.
12?
Oh, come on. Yes, there's 12 movies.
Hmm. Oh. 11.
12.
11.
Okay, so I don't recognize
Rogue One as a movie.
Oh my God, and that's not even the one you're forgetting. It's probably going to be the animated Clone War movie.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it does, because it's
animated.
Still,
doesn't
I
count.
I went to the movie theater.
Animated doesn't count.
I went to the movie theater and saw it. It's called the fucking Clone War movie. How can it
count.
Not count?
Doesn't count.
Bullshit.
Hey, did you hear Disney mention something about Grey Jedi like a day ago?
Gray Jedi?
Yeah, like, or Disney? Gray, like, yeah, like, they said something about it. I didn't watch the YouTube video, but it seemed cool.
Yeah, you think they'll make a movie about Gray?
Qui-Gon Jinn
was our Gray Jedi.
No, they explained that out. They explained he wasn't, because even though he wasn't completely agreeing with the Jedi way, it doesn't mean he wasn't pure of heart, and he was a pure light side user, so he wasn't actually, in fact, Gray. And then someone asked about Ahsoka, and they said the same thing. They said, nope, Ahsoka inside is pure, so that makes her not gray.
Yeah, but Ahsoka was pure. No, no. So, like I said, you want to talk about a fucking debate is Ahsoka showing love for the clones during Order 66. Not showing love. This is Jawa. This is coming back from you, Jawa. We were talking about this last week. Fucking Obi-Wan and Yoda just fucking run through all the fucking clones who they were with for several years during the Clone Wars. Fucking just kill them. Ahsoka didn't want to kill any of them. Passionate love, loving Ahsoka. There you go.
Cool. Right. That sounds, your character sounds terrible. The more you
sounds terrible. You sound terrible.
I sound fucking great. Oh, all right. Man. If you were a woman, you would be like, talk to me, baby. Right. Huh? Huh? Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'll wait for the comment.
Oh my God. All right. So, all right. So you already know how we're going to start things off. So you know what time it is, everybody.
Great.
You guys ready? Here we go. You guys ready? Big time, Big Tom Lando. 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 Who's got the biggest dick? Who's got the biggest dick? Big time, Big Tom Lando. You know it's Big Tom. All right. So there you guys go. All right, Sip Talkers. You know what time it is. Yeah. It's time for Dick Time with Lando. Star Wars character.
Holy shit. We haven't even gone to this fucking segment yet.
Star Wars character. Who has the biggest dick? All right. So last week we did a special heroes edition of Dick Time. This week it's a villains edition of Dick Time. So all right, chat. From the live stream, we need two Star Wars villains. Or I guess any villains, right? Because Ahsoka Steve, he doesn't care if it's Star Wars or not. But I want a Star Wars villain.
Dooku and Dr. Evil.
Right. That's actually pretty good. All right. So Lando, let's see. I'm going to pick... Are you going to do Dr. Doom or are you going to do Dr. Evil?
I'm going to do Dr. Evil. All right. What? Of course.
Right, so you're going to do Dr. Evil. Yeah. And I guess I will do, I'll do Count Dooku.
$1 million.
All right. So here we go. So we got Dooku versus Dr. Evil. Come on, man.
It's Dr. Evil. Obviously, hands down. He's a doctor of evil.
Why? Because
he's a doctor of evil.
He's got laser beams attached to the head of sharks. He's
attached to a fucking shark.
Where Dooku would like take his lightsaber. Chucka, chucka, chucka. He'd be like, Doc Dooku.
He would be Luke Skywalker and pop on. He'd be like, looks like someone's got some daddy issues. That's how you has to win. Has to.
My secret project, the Death Star.
Willy Wonka's dad isn't going to win a dick fight. Think about it.
That's right. He is. He's a Saruman in Lord of the Rings. Count Dooku.
Yeah.
He is in Willy Wonka, the Johnny.
He's in Charlie and Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, No.
I like the movie, and I like, you know me. I'm the original.
I know. All right. You know what? Look.
Dooku is a classy mofo, the classy big hog. Okay. Ross kind of convinced me with that line.
I mean, he has the curved lightsaber, right?
Oh, it's true.
So you know what that means.
Yeah, but wait. Mini-Me has a hoss, proven. So if Mini-Me has a hoss, Dr. Evil, right? He's got to have the hammock, right?
You kind of got a point. So now you're talking me into Dr. Evil. All right. So who are we going with? Dooku?
Oh, I get a choice? I get to fucking choose? Dooku. I never get to choose.
Come on. Ahsoka Steve. Who are you going with?
The fact that you're saying Ahsoka, like, this It's really pissing you off.
You're missing the H. And then there's no fucking C. I mean, it's totally fucking wrong. We're on a Star Wars fucking podcast live stream, and you have Ahsoka fucking spelled wrong.
Hey, put a Star Wars shirt on, you jerk.
At least you did that. And it's not your, like, that red, your Baywatch fucking shirt where you look all, like, muscly and shit.
I like my Baywatch
shirt. You actually look pretty attractive on it.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. All right, fine. Who do you want? Now that you call me attractive, I'm gullible. What is it?
Count Dooku's got the biggest dick.
Count Dooku, go.
So this has been a special villains edition of Dick Time. So before we get into the ranking, like I said, I wanted to just quickly go over, like I said, talk a little Empire Strikes Back, since it is the 40th anniversary of the Empire Strikes Back. And really quickly, it is also the 15th anniversary of Revenge of the Sith this past week on May 20th. Did you know that, Ahsoka, Steve?
Yeah. Yep. Sure did.
So you did you know for real?
Yeah, man. Oh, fuck God. Yeah. I had on my All calendar right. and everything.
So what I wanted to share with everybody is because I don't have a movie stub from Empire Strikes Back, but what I do have is a movie stub from Revenge of the Sith. And on the back of it, it's got me and Anna's first movie. So this was actually my daughter, who now she's 18 going on 19. She is 18 going on 19. Ba-da-ba-da-da-da. This was her very first movie, was Revenge of the Sith. So 15 years ago was her very first theater movie, Revenge of the Sith. And I still have the ticket stub. So yeah, this one was May 22nd. But of course, I saw it on May 20th, the day it came out. But yeah, super cool. 40th anniversary of The Empire Strikes Back. And I got to watch Empire Strikes Back last night. But yeah, Jawa messaged me. He's like, I've watched it 3 times. It's awesome. But okay, so Empire. There's actually just one quick thing I want to bring up. After watching Empire Strikes Back last night, because it's like really fresh in my head after watching it. So remember when we were talking about, like, can droids feel touch? When Chewbacca's got 3PO on his back and they're running into the Millennium Falcon near the end of the movie, he's hitting his head going into the Falcon, and 3PO's going, ouch, oh, ouch. So when he's hitting his head, so there you go, man. Droids can feel pain.
Nope, I disagree. I think that's programmed.
Why was he yelling in pain?
Because it's programmed. It's programmed.
I don't know, man. That was just one thing I noticed. I noticed when I was watching it. And then there's another thing I wanted to bring up really quickly about it was after Han finds Luke and I thought they smelled bad on the outside, right? And so the next scene is, you know, the pilots, the Rogue Two flying to find Han and Luke. You know, it's daylight. He's just like, can anybody hear me? And all I'm thinking to myself is, how far is this guy flying? Because how far did they get on foot and on Tauntaun? Like, and this guy's in a fucking space speeder on Hoth. Like, so how far away were they from Echo Base, for Christ's sake?
Well, I mean, you gotta think Tauntauns can run, like, you know.
Your Tauntaun will die before it reaches the first marker. Then I'll see you in hell, right? Well, let's dial, you know, that's what the guy tells him when Han's leaving to go find Luke. I'm just saying, like, when Lando's watching this movie, how far you know, is Luke and Han out from Echo Base, and then they're looking for them in speeders that are going like, what? I don't know how fast they're going, 100 miles per hour. So it's just like, and he didn't find them right away. So how far away were they from Echo Base?
Tauntauns, in fact, run 9 kilometers per hour.
All right. How fast is a fucking...
90.
How fast is a hop 90. Speeder fucking run? All right.
God damn it.
Way faster
okay,
than
on.
That.
That's 90 kilometers per hour. Now I'm going to look up the speeder. Okay, do you know what it's called?
All right, hold on. So Jabba says, how do they see religion or afterlife since he is mentioning hell? That's actually a really good point, is Han says, I'll see you in hell. And so, yeah, is there heaven and hell? And
movies do that all the time. It drives me nuts. Like movies that should have no concept of a heaven or hell. They always say that. And you're like, well,
Work Slave says depends how far the cave was, plus how far he walked. I'm just saying, man, speeder. it took the Hoth speeder a while to find them. So and the Hoth speeder faster.
So a Tauntaun can travel 90 kilometers per hour, and a snow speeder can travel 1,100 kilometers per hour. So the snow speeder can travel 10 to 11 times faster than a Tauntaun.
That's my point. And they didn't like. That's my point. Is it seems like it took a while for them to find them. So It's like, how did they get that far out on foot or on Tauntaun? That's where I'm getting at. That's it. Lando thinks about this stuff like when I watch Star Wars movies. Of course, like I said, I think about stuff like that. But I just thought it was strange.
I mean, it's snowy, right? Like it's got to be hard to see.
Fun fact, little facto about Empire. Like they filmed Mark Hamill like in a blizzard, basically, while Irvin Kershner and everybody was like in a fucking like hotel room and shit, and Mark Hamill's out there in a fucking blizzard. So, which is on Empire Dreams when you watch Empire Dreams. Also, fun fact: Luke getting hurt from the Wampa monster actually came in, helped him because he was actually in a car accident, which he actually had to get a nose job done. So if you do notice, his nose is different from A New Hope to Empire Strikes Back. And it's because of the car accident he was in. So there's a little fun fact there for you with Empire Strikes Back and Mark Hamill.
Do you know that Mark Hamill is in the new TV series, What Lies in the Shadows?
Yes. Because I watched something on YouTube with him doing an interview. Yeah, he got an interview and he was talking about how good The Mandalorian is, and he's done with Star Wars. I love
his interviews when they talk about Star Wars, and he's like, well, it's just so great because, you know, I haven't watched the movies.
Yeah, he don't. Yeah, like, he don't years. None he's of the people like, that are in them, like,
and watch he's just like, he's just like, people come up to me and they say all these lines, and I'm just like, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you say.
But Mark Hamill is like a super nerd. So
yeah, no, he's super cool about it. It's just, you know.
Daniel Diaz, what's up, Daniel? One Star Wars thing that grinds my gears is when Luke ascends to the Force, his metal arm doesn't. Yeah. We have discussed this many, many times, man. Like his flesh becomes one with the Force, but the metal.
All right. I'm interjecting. So this is okay. This actually drives me nuts because we were at a Star Wars convention and this got brought up, and I guess I'm just thinking way too much realism. Like,
why would it the 10 thing fall down?
Okay, so here's my thing. So when the Jedi disappear, right, their robe falls off, right? And their argument, the nerds' arguments are,
well, that the tin hand should have came off.
So why is their Force Ghost not naked? Why are they not butt naked? All Force Ghosts should be naked. And why is their robe?
And why do they have the robe if the robe stays in the real world?
Yeah, that's my point. So they
Well, no, I don't agree with the nakedness, but I agree with they shouldn't have their Jedi robe.
They should be fucking naked. Yeah.
The robe stays behind in the physical world. They have their clothes with them when they become one with the Force.
Why? It stays behind the physical world. Why would they have the clothes?
The robe. Just the robe. Obi-Wan's robe.
So then why do they have the robe as a ghost?
Well, actually, Yoda just vanished. Right? He was in bed. Just vanished. The fucking bed sheets didn't vanish with him. Right? Just he fucking vanished.
But why is the robe on him then as a ghost? If it's
why
in the
wouldn't it be?
How did they get another robe?
remember, I think what Lando thinks is they can project themselves like to look how they want to project themselves to who they're.
So Luke decided to look like old Luke. Luke decided not to look like
no. So look, in the movies, and I guess this is canon.
So wait, so that's
when you die, that's the form.
Anakin thought to himself, he said, you know what? I first appeared as a middle-aged 30 to 40-year-old guy. Now that I'm Hayden Christensen, I'm going to appear as that.
No, because that's when he died as Anakin Skywalker. That is George Lucas's, like, answer. That is when Anakin Skywalker died.
George Lucas that told Leia, hey, man, no bras in space.
Yes, gaffy tape. If they can appear, I guess they can make clothes appear. Thank you, Joe. Ghost dick. Hashtag ghost dick.
I think it should be naked. Yeah, naked. And the buff.
All right, all right. Anyways. All right. So, honestly, I would like to hear your rankings of the movies.
All right. Rank. Let's go. Rank.
Go for it.
All right. Well, what you said there's 12, so whatever the fucking animated ones last, clearly.
Clone Wars is number 12.
I don't recognize that.
I agree. I have actually Clone Wars 12 on my list.
Great. So officially, last one as the
Clone Wars animated movie, which I did see in the movie theater with my fucking daughter. Another one I saw in the theater.
All right. So second to last, which is what, 11?
11.
11. Rise of Skywalker. The movie's fucking terrible.
What? Rise of Skywalker? Number 11. Yeah. 11.
Yep.
Chat, please, for the love of God. I have Rogue One as number 11.
What?
Look.
You give me so much shit about this. You put it at number 11?
Look. Let me explain myself.
Rogue One's a handful better than fucking... Why am I arguing for Rogue One all of a sudden? This is pissing me off now. It's hand over heels better than Last Skywalker. Whatever the fuck it's called. I don't even know what the fucking movie's called. It's so terrible. Writing in it's awful.
Look, it's
very... We even knew what was going to happen in Rogue One. The writing was better. Fuck.
Look, it's very, very, very difficult for me to put any side movie, solo movie... above any of the saga movies. It's very difficult for me to do that. So, unfortunately, Rogue One's got to take the 11th spot. But I agree with Quick Draw. Where Rogue One lacks on my list, it does have the best, like, Darth Vader scene in any Star Wars movie. Okay. Hands down. All right, so we're on number 10. Have Solo.
Rogue One.
The standalone Solo movie.
Well, thanks for the description, you ass clown.
Alden.
Good God.
I like Alden as Han Solo, okay?
All right. So. Me too.
Okay, so what do you got? Number 10.
Rogue One.
Okay, you got Rogue One 10. Yeah, so
that pile of Rise shit.
Of, come on, man.
Nope.
All right. So
Number nine. I go now.
Go.
You went first last time.
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say?
Number
nine. Solo.
Okay. Solo. Are you keeping track?
Okay. I'm trying. I should probably write this shit down.
You probably should. All right. So number nine for Lando, Attack of the Clones.
Wow. Whoa.
My least favorite saga movie.
Okay. So hold on. Let's. Attack of the Clones?
Oh, Lost Exile says I'm best friends with Jim. Yeah, Jim. Quick shout out to Jim because I know he'll be like listening or watching afterwards. He was not able to make it tonight. So, Jim, our most faithful listener there from day one, Jim has been with us. We miss you, Jim. Catch you next week.
Don't care. Hey. All right. I'm writing them out now. I got mine written out.
All right. So we're on number eight.
That's you first now.
You just went first.
I know. So you go first.
Okay. So me, The Last Jedi is number eight.
Wait, so you have a single movie ahead of
what?
I don't fucking know.
No, I have Rogue One and Solo underneath all the saga movies.
Oh.
Right? So I have Rogue One.
So
11.
Your bottom ranking saga movie is Attack of the Clones?
Saga, yes. Attack of the Clones was number nine. Last Jedi's number eight.
You like The Last Jedi over
Attack of the Clones? Yes.
Really? Even though it like just murdered Luke Skywalker for you?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I really, really like Kylo Ren. So
That surprises me.
We're on number 8. Yep, 8. Last Jedi. What'd you have? Ahsoka, Steve?
Attack of the Clones.
Okay, so see, so we just have them like flip.
Well, yeah. So our bottom 5 is relatively similar. Outside of I have Rise of Skywalker and you have Last Jedi.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying though. So far, that's the only difference.
Okay,
Rise of Skywalker and Last Jedi.
Number 7.
Yeah.
Number 7. Go ahead, Ahsoka, Steve.
Last Jedi.
Didn't you just say that?
No, it's an Attack of the Clones.
Okay, so number 7 is The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Okay, 7 for me is The Phantom Menace, Episode 1. I already knew I was going to get the bug eyes from Ahsoka, Steve. That movie's real special to you.
Phantom Menace?
Yeah. Number 7. Yeah.
You have Rise of Skywalker.
Over the
ahead of Phantom Menace.
I sure do.
We have a principal problem.
Number 6. 6.
I'm not over 7.
Sorry. Number 6. Do I go first this time?
Yeah.
There you go. Really number 6, yeah. The Rise of Skywalker. There you go. See, it's not. Right? It's right next to.
You have it ranked ahead of Phantom Menace.
So what do you got? What do you got, Ahsoka, Steve?
I'm still pissed off.
Number 6. Come on. I got the Rise of Skywalker.
Force Awakens.
Okay. Force Awakens.
Yeah.
All right. See, that's why I like doing this new ranking, because The Rise of Skywalker wasn't out when we originally did this.
Right.
So now I have The Rise of Skywalker thrown in here. Yeah, see, you're fucking aggravated because I have it above your fucking favorite movie of all time. What? Well, close. All right. So number 5. Here we go. Top 5. This is top 5 in Star Wars movies. Here we go. Top 5. All right. Ahsoka, Steve. Top 5.
Oh, okay. You're not going to like me on this one. New Hope.
That's like not in your top 3? Oh my God. What?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
I like it. It's my top 5.
I know. We're 10 years apart. Yeah. You're a prequels. Kind of a prequels.
Don't get me wrong. New Hope was the first Star Wars I ever saw. It's not like I've watched Phantom Menace first or something.
Okay. I have The Force Awakens as my 5th.
Yeah.
So I got The Force Awakens and you have
New Hope.
New Hope.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. So
I know.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have Revenge of the Sith.
I also have Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. So
I think that's perfect.
So yeah, I got Revenge of the Sith 4. Look, I am old school, right? There's not going to be any movie above the original trilogy. Right. Revenge of the Sith, Force Awakens, Rise of Skywalker. Those are the only movies I hold actually pretty close to original trilogy standards and Lando's like Star Wars fandom. Phantom Menace was good. Attack of the Clones is OK. Last Jedi is OK. But man, like the original trilogy, Force Awakens and the Rise of Skywalker, Revenge of the Sith, I hold those almost up to original trilogy standards. So, all right, top 3. Here we go. Now, obviously, Lando's got all original trilogy movies in here. So, you're Ahsoka, Steve, number 3.
Spaceballs.
It's not one of the fucking movies you
It should be.
Wow.
We should have made it a top 13. Spaceballs would have ranked in between Attack of the Clones and
you should have told me that. Spaceballs would have been above the Clone Wars movie.
Yeah, me too. That's exactly where I got it ranked. All right. You're not going to like this.
All right, number 3.
Here number 3, Return of the Jedi.
Oh boy. It's all right. It's in your top 3. All right, yeah. So I'll give you that.
Fun fact, if you asked 11-year-old me, Return of the Jedi was my favorite Star Wars movie as a child.
Nice. All right, so Lando over here. Now, you're probably going to get mad, and there's probably going to be lots of Star Wars fans going to shit all
over
Lando.
If you say fucking Empire Strikes Back, I will flip out.
Number 3, Empire Strikes Back.
Fuck off. Fuck you. No. Fuck you. Better than New Hope. Fuck you.
Alright, so I got Empire Strikes Back for number 3. Top 3, man.
There's no way. There's no way that finding out that Vader is Luke's dad is beat out by the trash station. Yeah. There's no lightsaber scene in New Hope. Well, I'm sorry. There's one.
It was a pretty pansy swipe that Vader did.
Yeah, it was like, I can't move in this suit. Fuck.
All right. Number two. New Hope. Number two.
I already knew that. I know what your favorite one is.
Well, everybody should know what my favorite one is. If you listen to or watch us on YouTube or listen to the podcast. So yeah, New Hope. Look, there's a reason I have to put A New Hope over Empire Strikes Back, man. A New Hope is what started Star Wars. It's actually what, come on, it got you into Star Wars. If you're an old school person like Lando, you know, that is the first Star Wars movie I've ever seen was A New Hope. And that's the movie, you know, that got me into Star Wars. So now granted, right, I have a number one that's not A New Hope, but New Hope, you know, is what got you into Star Wars.
Your explanation's false because it's what you just said.
And
that's why
Ahsoka, it's the very first Star Wars movie. And, all right, Ahsoka, Steve, number two.
Phantom Menace.
And look, I know why. It's so far up your ranking list.
It's got the best lightsaber battle in all of Star Wars, period. And I don't give a fuck who you are. When you were a child, what gravitated you towards Star Wars most likely had something to do with lightsaber battling, which is why you like Return of the Jedi. Phantom Menace's lightsaber battle is hands down the best lightsaber duel with the best music from fucking John Williams.
I agree with the music.
And one of the most beautifully choreographed scenes. I still don't understand why we couldn't have just revived Qui-Gon with the little healing fingers.
Well, what I want to know is Darth Maul had the high ground, but Anakin still won. So
I'm saying. Every time I watch that, I think the same thing. I'm like, how did he do that?
Darth Maul had the high ground.
Oh, fuck.
But all right. So we got the Phantom Menace for Steve, which I completely understand. That really holds a special place with you. New Hope for Lando. All right, here we go. Number one.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back for 40th anniversary edition. Ahsoka Steve over there. And Lando's number one. If you know Lando, if you listen to the podcast, if you watch this on YouTube, everybody under the sun knows that Return of the Jedi is Lando's absolutely favorite Star Wars movie. So I absolutely love, I must have watched Return of the Jedi 1,000 times when I was 7 or 8 years old for like an entire year. It's like the only Star Wars movie I watched.
Yeah, I was when they did the remastered and they released it in the movie theaters, I went and saw New Hope 3 times, Empire Strikes Back 4 times, but I saw Return of the Jedi 7 times in the movie theater.
Wow.
I have all the tickets still too. Sony movie theaters, if you remember it. Sony.
That's
movie
right.
Theaters.
When they did the special editions, they released them.
I'm so happy I got to live. I was alive for watching them.
Did you go see The Phantom Menace in 3D like me and my daughter did?
No.
So I saw one of your favorite movies re-released in 3D, which the 3D sucked, but I do have the 3D glasses. You can see them on top of the Darth Vader right there. Those are 3D glasses that I had at the movie theater.
See, Rise of Skywalker, my number one.
All right, so let's go through the number ones that we got on here. So, Work Slave Empire, Jawa Empire, Luau Empire, Quick Draw Empire. Yeah.
So good, man. It's so good.
Suzanne, Rise of Skywalker, my number one. Sorry.
It's because you liked Kylo and Rey's smooch.
Look, I know I brought this up, and even though it's been brought up in the fucking novelization that was not a passionate kiss, right? It was a kiss of gratitude. So in the novelization of The Rise of Skywalker, it is noted that it's a kiss of, it's a kiss of gratitude.
Hey, guys, what I want you to do is, everyone that's watching, I want you to go to work on Monday or Tuesday. And I want you to go up to one of your coworkers. And when you show them gratitude, I want you to give them a long, passionate kiss on the lips. And when you release and they look at you like they're going to report you for fucking sexual harassment, I want you to look at your boss and say, it was gratitude.
Even you agree with me. Yeah, in the novelization, it's a kiss of gratitude. Bull fucking shit, man. Whatever. Yeah, I completely disagree. There's lots of the novelization that I'm aggravated with. But we did a whole podcast about it. I was talking about a lot about She Palpatine and all the novelization stuff. Just once again, this isn't Star Wars. Isn't fucking Star Wars. Isn't a video game. I don't go to the movies and then I gotta buy DLC to fucking figure out more about the fucking movie. This isn't fucking Call of Duty or fucking whatever. God damn it! Like, just tell us the fucking story in the fucking movie.
Do you notice that I curse more in our recorded YouTube, but he curses more in live?
Well, I'm passionate about Star Wars, and when you make me buy or research novelization to understand the Rise of Skywalker more, that's fucking bullshit. Did you have to buy a book to understand Empire Strikes Back better? Did you have to buy a fucking book to understand it better? No! Because you understood the whole fucking movie. It was all in the fucking movie. The whole story was in the fucking movie.
Hey, how did Palpatine come back? I'm a hobbit. I have Sith magic.
Like, I mean, what? I mean, hey, what the fuck?
Speaking of a hobbit and Sith magic, did you hear there were some rumors I read online? I was looking up Star Wars rumors, right?
George,
and I saw a Star Wars rumor that said that they're thinking about doing some type of thing, like a continuation, like an episode 10, if you will. And it would follow Luke Skywalker's Force Ghost. I'm sorry, Anakin Skywalker's Force Ghost. So Hayden Christensen as Anakin Skywalker. It would follow his Force Ghost having to permanently kill the Emperor's Force Ghost because he's still kind of alive in some essence. And that's how they're going to try to tie Anakin back into the storyline.
Oh,
it's the best thing I ever read. Oh, I was like, that's awesome. No. Wait. Think about it. Okay, think about it for a second. No, listen. So what if a movie came out? And the movie's whole premise was Rey has to seek out Anakin's Force Ghost, right? Because the Emperor's essence is still around and he gets into something else. And the only one that could defeat him in the afterlife
Anakin's
is Anakin.
Force Ghost.
Okay. Oh, how cool would that be?
Yeah.
And then it would kind of give a little bit of validity backwards.
Look, all I wanted was Anakin Skywalker in the Rise of the... Now, that does piss me off. Anakin Skywalker, you're talking about wrapping up an entire 9-movie saga? 6 of the fucking movies were about Anakin fucking Skywalker! Like, and you can't put him in, like, episode 9, like, as a Force Ghost? Like, come. I mean, all the fucking come on my face with all the fan service you give me, and you don't give me Anakin Skywalker's Force Ghost? I mean, good Lord, I don't get it. But, all right, Work Slave, I got your comment up here. Still trying to wrap my head around the garbage Tatooine ending. You know what's funny about that? They say, like, that wasn't even, like, filmed. Like, the very last scene, they said they took Rey from a different scene and just added the twin sons and everything. So that wasn't even, like, filmed. They, like, digitally made that very, very, very last shot of the Tatooine sons with Rey standing there. Which, if you let Kylo live and he doesn't collapse like a little bitch after he... you know, gives Rey his force essence, it's Kylo and Rey standing hand in hand, watching the Tatooine twin sons with the new Skywalker couple, right? And Rey holding a baby, right? Just like at the end of Revenge of the Sith, Uncle Owen and Aunt Beruth holding Luke and looking at the twin sons, except you have Kylo and Rey, the next generation, holding the new Skywalker, because then you know Skywalkers live on. I'm still going to stand with this ending. Ben, Rey, holding baby, looking at the twin sons. Movie ends. Perfect.
There you go.
All right. So, really quickly... Here's Lando's rankings. 12, The Clone Wars. 11, Rogue One. 10, Solo. 9, Attack of the Clones. 8, The Last Jedi. 7, The Phantom Menace. 6, The Rise of Skywalker. 5, The Force Awakens. 4, Revenge of the Sith. 3, Empire Strikes Back. 2, A New Hope. 1, Return of the Jedi. There you guys go. That is my new ranking. And we will do a ranking every year. Because, you know, this can change. Rankings can change.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings can change.
Mm-hmm.
And all right, Sith Talkers.
Shit.
So here is one of our newer segments. Who does it better? All right. So this is where We face off Lando and Ahsoka Steve, and we both do an impression, and you let us know live who does it matter.
From New York.
All right, so chat, we actually need, I don't have anybody. We did Cartman last week. And
if you got voted for that one,
oh, you want to see the results? Let's look at the results real fast. All right. Oh, here's the results. Dick time. Who has the biggest dick from last week? Luke Skywalker, 55%. Tom Brady, 44%.
Wow.
Thank you. Wow. Do you want and like reboot episodes? 44%. Hell yeah. 55%. Don't care either way. I put that option in there. Which segment do you want next week? 3POO? 88%. 88%. So we'll do it. Who does it better? Cartman. Better looking Steve, 66%. Lando, 33%.
Who fucking voted for you?
I don't know.
Cartman's terrible.
And then who do you want in a Star Wars movie? Team Edward, Team Jacob, Robert Pattinson, out of shape guy right now for Batman. He got 37%. Taylor Lautner got 62%.
Yeah!
Good Lord. Honestly, at the end of the day, I don't want either of those fucks in a Star Wars movie. I'm being completely honest with you.
Why? Taylor Lautner would be a great bounty hunter.
Yeah, okay. Covers face. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so we're gonna do Who Does It Better. Chat, do you have somebody for me and Steve to do an impression of? And we will face off, and then you tell us who does it better. Lost Exile says the Joker.
The Joker? I like the Joker.
Joaquin
Joker?
Phoenix Joker?
No, the Joker.
Well, whatever. We should just, whichever one sounds better. We'll just pick one, whichever one. We'll let them decide who does what Joker better. So, I went first last week.
Dealer's choice.
So you must go first this week and do the Joker. Are you ready?
No, I'm not. I have this terrible Joker.
Go.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan?
That's actually a pretty good laugh.
Thank you.
Right? Like, why?
No. So serious.
Yeah. I can do. What about Jared Leto's?
Oh my god!
he does the. Like, what the fuck is that? You know, if we're doing the Joker, shouldn't we be doing Mark Hamill's Joker?
Mark Hamill.
All right, there we go. That's all I got. All I can do is the laugh. I cannot talk like the Joker. All right, so what do you think? What do you guys think? Who does the Joker out of all that fucking bullshit?
Yeah, because right, the Mark Hamill does like the...
Yeah, he's got...
Batman!
He's going to the Tosche Station to pick up some power converters!
Here you go. Luke Skywalker / Joker doing Star Wars lines.
My throat is so fucked.
That movie doesn't exist. All right, so what do you guys think? Out of all that Joker nonsense, who does it better? Lando or Steve? And I don't think either of us are going to have any hurt feelings over this one.
Nope, I don't think I was good at any of them.
Friends, because we're friends, 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 laugh together. Ha, 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 ha. Right? We do impressions together. Ha, 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 ha. When I kick your dick, you don't break my balls. Bing. Friends, 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 friends.
He's my friend. He's not my friend.
My uncle had a very special friend. His name was John. He was a very, very friendly man. Stephen, you can always make us laugh. Oh, Suzanne. You rock. Steve's was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Matthew Cowley. Hey, what's up, Matthew?
I think Lando's
Mark Hamill does it better.
Fuck yeah, Mark Hamill does it.
Come on, John.
Mark Hamill's the best Joker laugh. Best Joker voice.
Mark Hamill, by far, best Joker voice all time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So it looks like you have so yours was okay, and then I have a vote.
I'll take okay. I will take okay.
Like I said, I can do the
yeah,
it's more the Joaquin Phoenix
Joker. Fine.
By the way, like it's once again excellent movie, man. It's on HBO right now. Oh, by the way, you heard about HBO's new streaming service, HBO Max. It's going to have all the Warner Brothers, all the DC movies on there. Lord of the Rings, The Matrix. I already signed up for it. I actually dropped HBO because I got it for Westworld, and I dropped HBO and I got
I got to get going here soon because dinner's going to be done, but Westworld is a big pile of shit.
Well, it's done, but yeah.
No, it's not. It got to get renewed for season four.
Well, no. The season three is
season done. Three was a giant pile of shit.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Giant pile of
shit. So Ross voted for you. All right, so it looks like you got an okay and you got a vote and I got one vote. So
giant pile of shit.
So I guess you got the Joker.
Anyways, I have got to go. Mainly because dinner's ready like 4 minutes ago and Jess makes this crazy pizza on English muffins. And it's English muffins and melted mozzarella and barbecue sauce and chicken and pineapple on a fucking English muffin.
Oh, sounds delicious.
It's fucking amazing. It's like the best thing ever.
I mean, you got time for movie quotes real fast before we wrap up?
Really fast. Like, it's done.
Or 3PO.
I can smell the pizza.
Joke? Because that would be fast. Joke would be faster?
Yes, go.
All right. Here we go. Let me turn them on. All
right.
I am 3POO human joke relations. Sokka Steve.
I hate you too, C3PO. You know that C-Poo or fucking stupid name is. Yeah.
How many Obies does it take to Kenobi?
Only one?
Only one.
If my pizza's cold because of that joke.
Oh my god. Only one.
I have a problem.
Oh shit.
Oh, that's what we should have done. We should have done Bane.
Batman. Yeah, oh, Batman. Break your fucking back.
It wasn't me.
Batman.
Get out of that beer.
Batman.
Hey, why are you talking like that?
Oh, I got a mask. I figured this is what he would sound like.
What?
Sokka Steve, that is very scary.
What? This makes sense. What?
Lando, I have a very bad.
Thank God.
Always has a bad feeling.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, oh!
Jar Jar's number two.
Yeah.
Woo! We set free! Movie quotes for Jar Jar!
Woo! Oh,
You so ready for Misa movie quote this week?
Last so
week,
ready.
Sif Talkers, it was Padme. Woo-hoo-hoo! From Revenge of the Sith. Yes. You ready? You ready, Asaka, Steve?
Yeah.
Here we go. Settle down, Captain Tarkus. Okay. No again, Jar Jar. You saw going to the bosses. You saw him big doo-doo this time. Movie quotes with Jar Jar.
Thank you, John Brewer. My fucking pizza's getting cold. Boy. I'm so upset right now.
Big Booba Fish pizza. Bye, Sif Talkers! Leave your guesses in the comments! Captain Tarkus, put the vibrator down. Shh, don't let Steve know. Goodbye!
All right, thanks, Jar Jar. All right, so... Sure. No again, Jar Jar. You saw going to the bosses. You saw big doo-doo this time.
That's so stupid. Oh, Gladiator.
Maximus.
But before that, it's Spartan!
I love it, man, because the little son, he's like, what are you doing? Like, it's Joaquin Phoenix. What are you doing? I'm Maximus. Joaquin Phoenix is the fucking bad
guy. Like, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix is fucking terrifying in that movie, by the way. Freezing pizza. Thank you. Everyone is on my side about getting this pizza, by the way. All I want in my mouth is pizza.
All right, Sif Talkers. This has been episode 59. Our live stream, ranking the Star Wars movies. Thank you so much, everybody, for hanging out with us today. I really, really do appreciate it. Everybody who, you know, took the time to hang out with us, to leave comments, to interact with us this week. It's always a lot of fun. We are your alternative Star Wars podcast show. That is my new tagline for Sif Talkers, the alternative Star Wars.
I am going to beat you with my
dick. I'm wrapping it up.
Wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, everybody, for hanging out. If you're watching us on YouTube, if you're not subscribed, subscribe, hit the thumbs up button, hit the thumbs down button, hit the bell notification. All the audio listeners, if you're listening to this on audio later in the week, you know, hey, happy Memorial Day, everybody. This is Memorial Day week. Thank you for all the people that served in the military. We salute you.
Thank you.
And really fast wrapping it up. Also, May 25th is hashtag make Solo 2 day. So if you want Solo 2 to be made, support, you know, make Solo 2. I want Solo 2 to be made. But yeah, thank you so much. Follow us on all our social medias. On Instagram, Orlando's most active. You can chit chat with me. I saw the pizzas. Chit chat with me on Instagram.
I'm going to drive to your house right now.
On Facebook, shoot us an email, sifttalkers@gmail.com, and you will get a middle finger, just like John Brewer did. I am giving you a middle finger.
I can smell the fucking pizza.
Smells delicious. All right, Sif Talkers, this has been episode 59, the live stream, ranking the Star Wars movie. I've been your host this week, Mike Hernando. Ferrando, joined by the pizza smelling in his house, getting cold, brother.
Ahsoka Steve.
And may the force be with you, Sif Talkers. Always.
Bye.
Hey, Ahsoka Steve! Save a slice for water, yes.
Water, you're a funny guy, Water, you know that.
It's that Tidarian pizza.
I know, you're so funny.
You know, it's
so
got the carrot fucking basket.
Yeah, the basket, yes. You keep fucking talking, yes. And I fucking, yes. You know, I'm your brother, so yes. I fucking go along with what you say.
Yes. Quito!
Fuck you, I swear.
Brother!
I fucking hate you right now, you know.
Pizza.
Oh, fuck you. You're going to get your ass kicked later. I am... Pizza. What people don't know is pizza. I am much bigger brother.
Pizza.
Kito, I fucking... Look behind you, Kito.
What?
I don't know. Nothing. My bad. I see things. I don't know. It's fine. I don't know.
What is that? What is that? What?
What is that, Kito? Oh, no. It is it. Looking at you, it's kind of weird. Oh, John Brewer ordered the Alphabet Steakhouse. Yes. Did you eat the chicken on the barbie?
I ate Carol fucking basket.
Carol fucking basket. Yeah. She did not do it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I am going to go now.
Bye-bye.
And eat the Outback steak.
Brother, go eat the Outback pizza.
Yes. Yes. I go.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Sip Talkers, we are out. Have a good night, everybody.
See ya.
See ya.
Yeet.
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 Yeet. Yeet. Yeet. You have paid your price for your lack of vision.
Okay, listen, I know I got pizza over here for a second, but why when Luke gets electrocuted at the end, why is his hair... Oh, you hinted the podcast is so mad. Why is his hair not like, when he gets up, it's not like... Rah! Like, he just got electrocuted. Why is his hair still laying?
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
That was good. Episode 5 is the second. You can't say second. It's episode 2. It's literally inferred in the title. Second. Oh, second. Empire Strikes Back is episode. Wait for it.
Yeah, but it's also the second.
No. Hold on. Five. Five. One, two, three, four.
Did you
five,
say
five.
Episode 4?
Sometimes counting is difficult.
I'm still a novice at live streaming.
The fuck novice. Is a novice?
Novice.
The fuck is a novice?
Novice, novice, right? Tomato, tomato.
I don't
potato.
Think
potato.
Would you say hotato?
Potato. You know, you mash them, you stew them, right?
You stew them. You mash them. You stew them. Listen, it's all of them. It's all a little bit of sugar. I don't want to talk about it. Huh? I don't know. I went like Jewish, Hebrew, right to New York. It's weird. T-A-U-N. You're a dick.
T-A-U-N. T-A-U-N. Thank you, Lost Exile.
I'm a Star Wars fan. A big nerd. And I'm going to be upset.
Hey. Wait, no. Not fuck you. No. Fuck you. You just got mad at me for misspelling Ashaka, or whatever the fuck her name is. And now you can't fucking spell goddamn Tauntaun. You know what? Fuck you. You're so terrible at subtle humor. I'm just going to peel it back. This whole time, see, this is where when we're on YouTube and it's not live, this works out so much better because we can just edit and go backwards and then we can do the joke. So the bit was...
You're
oh, no, no,
fucking
no, wait,
ignoring me, you
yes,
dick stick.
Look at the screen share, you dumb fuck.
Oh, I don't...
No, you missed the bit now. Don't fuck it. Here, you want to do it again? Ready? Edit. Here we go. Okay, cue me paying not attention to you. Now you say, oh, Steve, why are you so distracted? I even text messaged you and said,
I'm not looking
look
at my phone,
fucking
you jackass. Oh, man.
Ready? Take two.
Edit cut. It's up to you. It's not Slave Lay. I forget the new name already.
Hustler. Hustler is fantastic.
Hustler?
Hut. Did you say Huss? Hustler.
Holy shit.
Hello there.